This is a very freaky Thursday episode of Yo, Is This Racist? Tawny's tired. I feel fine.
But it's not Thursday for them, Andrew.
It's also not Thursday
it's
for
also
us.
Not
I straight up thought it was Thursday. Well, I guess I'm doing great. We have to record this episode a little early. This is Yo, Is This Racist? The podcast that answers
your voicemail questions about racism. And then we have a special guest or guests.
That's Tawny.
I'm a host.
I meant that's okay. Tawny over there.
And that's Andrew over there. But first we talk about nothing for 15 minutes before we get to our delightful guest.
I mean, we
want to be real about the structure of this show.
Mainly because this week... I had just forgotten that I'm going to be fully working, dedicated to the Disney Corporation 25 hours a
day. You're a busy Disney boy.
Just next week. So I can't be here. And then you're going to be out of town.
I'm going to be out of town. I'm going to Mardi Gras.
I was going to say, America, find Tawny. If you're in Mardi Gras.
Find me.
Is Mardi Gras only in New Orleans?
Well, no. I mean, it's Carnival, which is all kind of a worldwide tradition, mm-hmm. you could say, mm-hmm. celebrated in various ways through mm-hmm. the Caribbean and South America, et cetera. Mm-hmm. They can hear how tired I am.
It really is.
I'm trying to perk it up.
We're on fire.
And I physically can't.
I guess.
What were we talking about? Yeah, so the carnival in New Orleans. Mardi Gras means Fat Tuesday, which most people know, but it literally refers to that day, that Fat Tuesday. The Monday before is Lundi Gras. Fat Monday. So, but the celebration can be like on either side of it, like 2 to 3 weeks.
Damn.
This is my first time going though.
Hell yeah.
So.
Shout out to Christianity. Shout out to Lent. Is it Catholic? It's a Catholic thing, I assume.
It's supposed to be the last Tuesday before the beginning of Lent, or is Ash Wednesday the same as? Yeah. Anyway, it's the last blowout party before you are supposed to abstain from whatever for 40 days.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
Dope.
Obviously, I'm not going for the Catholicism.
Mm-hmm. Just going, I mean.
To experience it, to get some beads, to run around and.
Have an oyster.
A lot of oysters, listen to a lot of cool bands.
Mm-hmm.
I like New Orleans. I've only been on non-Mardi Gras times.
Oh, I think that's the same with me. I've been twice.
Same.
Shit.
Were we there at the same time?
Maybe. No. I was there in the 2000s.
Hmm.
My friend was teaching out there.
Ah. Can you guys tell we don't have anything to talk about?
We don't know what the racism news is other than...
Kevin found a... Chef Kevin. What do we call you, Kevin? Do we call you Producer Kevin? I don't know what we're supposed to refer to you as.
I'll brainstorm.
Okay, great.
All right. Corporate Overlord Kevin was...
C-O-K.
Helping. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
The C-O-K.
C-O-K. Was that a seal?
I think it was like, it was supposed to be like sort of the Arsenio. That was more like a hoo, hoo, hoo.
Yeah, that was a hoo. You did kind of a harf. Okay. Yeah.
I'm balancing a beach ball on my nose.
Yeah, I like it.
Seal.
What did I interrupt you saying?
Found this story that I actually did not bother looking up on my phone because I thought you had it handy.
I do have it. It's from a couple weeks ago. German bakery selling blackface pastries stirs racism debate. I love that title.
Yeah.
They are and no, there's no. So there are these pastries. They're called Mohrenkopf, which means Moorish head.
Mm-hmm.
They're a type of pastry called Schokokus. I'm sorry, guys. I took Spanish in high school, not German. They very much are like little blackface dolls. They've got like big red lips. They've got like little confused eyes.
What is up with Europe saying, thinking that calling something Moorish mm-hmm. is a loophole for blackface? That is such a consistent theme on all the European shit that we get around here.
Yeah.
That and soccer.
Yeah. It's like, they're like, we're just talking about Othello.
Yeah.
We see through your...
Well, it's also like, yeah, you do a caricature of a black person. That's racist.
Yeah.
What was the quote that you pulled from the owner, from the bakery owner, while we're standing around?
The
earlier?
Bakery owner just said that the bakery in Cologne has caused nationwide anger, but the owner insists that there were, quote, no racist thoughts behind them. No racist thoughts.
No racist thoughts. All right. Well, I guess it's not racist.
Some of the pastries have a little bone woven into their hair.
Yeah.
Like a little bone bow.
Does okay. I mean, they're cartoony and like on some level, like, I guess cute.
They are weirdly cute.
It's like so fucked up. Like, but this is, you know, not that we need a millionth example about like who gives a fuck if you had a racist intention. Uh-huh. Like the fact that you don't understand that it's racist and made it is it worse?
No, I mean
it's better, I guess.
Like, listen,
but
this
it's bad, but better.
The rest of his quotes. And speaking of Carnival, this is decorated for Carnival.
Hey,
we didn't even know that that's what was happening.
Hooray! Either.
But the owner said, "We have no racist thoughts behind it. We are visited by many people of color and Asians, and so far there have been no complaints." Oh boy. It's part of like funny carnival heads. That's what they call it. Funny carnival heads. And they have all kinds of ones. Like they have white ones, but the white ones still have big red lips and they're wearing a fez. So like
I will just say this. That means that they're Turkish. Another race that Germans, let me see, checking the Rolodex real quick, going through the memory banks. Yes, horribly racist against. So, you know, in some ways, one might argue that that shit is just so racist. I mean, I don't know. Like, the whole caricature game. Like, what? Is there ever a caricature that isn't racist?
Ooh, let's think. Mm-hmm. What define caricature? Just meaning like we've taken and exaggerated someone's features.
Yeah, just that shit. I learned early on when I got a caricature done, like just I assume on a boardwalk or a beach somewhere, and like the line weight of where my eyes were supposed to be. Just the thinnest whisper of like a line indicating an eye socket.
Sure.
I was just like, oh, this is all you, this is actually like the trick of the trade.
Yeah.
Like this is how you communicate that visual information
to
people.
This is shorthand, yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay. It's like horribly racist.
Yeah. So then it's like we have a bone to pick with all of caricature artists. Because their whole trade is fucked. I once had someone draw me when I was like 9 years old on the Santa Cruz boardwalk, and where my hair was, they just turned the charcoal sideways and just made like smudgy clouds.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, it is like, I guess, clearly the laziest form of art, but Jesus Christ.
Don't say that. Now caricature artists are going to come for us in the mentions.
Oh.
How dare you? I'm a fifth generation.
Good. I was going to say, actually, honestly, most art that goes back more than two generations.
Get out of here.
Bad.
I will not stand for it. I will not allow your shambles of a mentions to fall onto me.
However.
The thing about these pastries, just going back to these.
Oh boy.
Look, Kevin gave us our only piece of news. I'm milking it. Is there, they're just little brown. They're shaped like heads, but like you could just make them. They can still be brown. They can still be chocolate. Just don't do the lips and the.
Just
the fez and the bone in the hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, just make little brown people. Because I think that was part of the whatever the controversy was. People are like, but they're supposed to be, you know, it's tradition to have these little faces. It's like, well, just make them not racist faces.
Right. It's I guess, the depiction.
Yeah. I feel like so many times when somebody thinks they're doing something harmless or like that's been around for a long time and then people call it out, they're like, would you have me throw these in the trash? This came from my grandmother. It's like, no, just change it a little bit.
That's one opinion. The other thing is, fuck your racist ass grandma too. Fuck you. Fuck your shop. Fuck that. Fuck those racist ass cookies. Are they cookies?
They're pastries. They're like little domes. Apparently, they also sometimes are just called Othellos.
Yeah. Here's the real thing. It's like, when you get caught in some shit like this, don't have an explanation or like don't base your retort or your argument in defense mm-hmm. on something that gets worse with 1 second of digging
right.
into it. If it's a racist thing, just be like, oh, I never thought of that. Yeah, I could see where you're like, it's yeah. so easy.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No.
People are so racist and so stupid.
Yeah, man.
Oh, there was a piece of news. Sorry. I was looking at my
that woke me up. We have unexpected news.
Just a little bit, and this is political and boring. But the Florida, I don't remember if I think it was the last election cycle, the people of Florida voted to reenfranchise their felons, and Florida, because their ideas are from back of the envelope, like, you know, 1898, was like, a little later than that, I guess, but basically tried to get a poll tax reinstated, which is pretty good shit.
Wait, what is that?
Poll tax is where you have to pay money to vote.
What?
Yeah.
I guess I could have figured that out for context
Jim
clues.
Jim Crow
but...
era.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, obviously the effect is to keep black people from voting. And not the Supreme Court, because by the time it gets to the Supreme Court, those racists will probably actually let it stand. But there was an interim legal victory on this fucking poll tax that they tried to reinstate. So I guess, yay. I mean, look, whatever. It's bad. Everything is quite bad.
Yeah.
Ha. Huh. What wasn't bad was talking to Big Dipper.
Oh, yeah. Big Dipper is a friend. I wonder if I can call him a friend. Alex, do you think we're allowed to call him a friend?
I think legally at this point, yes.
Oh, good. Big Dipper was on me and Alex's Stitcher Premium show, The Supergroup. He's a rapper. He's a producer. He does a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. He's a very funny person. And so then he joined this show, and I was like, now I've seen you twice. Mm-hmm.
That counts.
And then I hung out with him a third time, and I was like, okay, three times equals a friendship.
That's a friendship.
Yeah, that's how right. And if he goes online and says that we're not friends, I want you guys to know that he's lying.
Yeah.
Here he is.
I remember my mind being blown when I learned about express trains.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, that's so smart of them, because so many people just want to get somewhere faster. Yeah. And then when I lived in New York, I was always envious of people. I only lived in New York for like 3 years, but I was always envious of people who, when two trains would come into the station, they would like know to go to the other side. I was like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's like a little bit more of just a regular grown up. I'm like, oh, I could have easily figured that out and made my commutes much easier. But mm-hmm. I was like, get on the one with the letters and the blue circle and just go till the street number. Like, that's how I took the train in New York.
I'm going to say almost, I feel like being the type of person who was like, constantly trying to like maximize efficiency on what train I was on was ultimately not good.
Like, were you stressed the whole time?
Yeah, it made me stressed for like, and you know, yeah, it's nice to get the express train, but ultimately you somehow only end up saving like 5 seconds off your train.
Right.
You know, like
really
after all that shit.
I had a friend who would just like, we would go down into a station. He was like, oh, we have to get on over here. And I'm like, how do you know?
Oh, yeah.
And he would just like remember. And it just, I eventually got to that point, but it was never at the forefront of my mind. Cause I was like, we're on this crazy thing that's like flying through tunnels with like a bunch of people who, you know, like didn't put on deodorant today, like in this train. Like there were so many other things I was worried about.
Oh, yeah.
I would.
P.S. I love when people don't wear deodorant. That's actually my thing.
Oh, really?
We just talked about this. I've never, ever worn deodorant.
It's been like 5 or 6 years for me. I put like a turmeric cream like near my armpits nowadays so that I don't smell funky. But like you're gonna catch my pheromone if you get in there.
Catch my pheromone. You know what I used to
catch
do when I was...
Catch them moans.
I went through a phase where I was really like, no, there were no plastics. There were no chemicals in any of my makeup. I really like cleaned it all out.
BPA free.
Fully free. Everything free, honey. There was nothing in anything that I used. And I looked a greasy mess. But what I did do is I would take a half a lemon under my armpits. Because that arrests any sort of odor and it's very natural. It stings like a bitch if you've just shaved, but
I bet.
It works.
I had a man apply a crystal deodorant to me.
Wait.
Do you know about crystal deodorant?
No.
It's like a crystal.
Yeah.
Like from the earth.
It's from the earth.
Like a quartz or something.
And they put it in a tube so you can twist it out like a push pop.
But it doesn't.
But it's a rock.
Right, it's a rock, but it's smooth, and then you run it underwater for like 20 or 30 seconds, and then you rub it on, under your arms. But no. You have to do that for a while.
Yeah.
Because I was talking to him about deodorant, and he was like, here, I have this crystal.
No.
And so he like, and I was like, I don't think I have the patience to spend 3 minutes. I would rather smell, which is crazy to think that I don't have the patience to spend 3 minutes applying a crystal to my underarms, and I would rather maybe smell funky for 12 hours.
But also, I don't believe that 3 minutes of crystal rubbing. I believe you just rubbed all the sweat off.
You just rub a lot of bacteria off. My thing is, it's funny that because you ain't grinding that crystal down the way you would with, you know, deodorant.
It's just to protect it.
To protect the crystal.
I see.
To make it a push pop.
But then you have to retract
it. It's like a dog dick.
It's a dog dick.
It comes out and then it returns.
Okay. I just like the idea of just having like, I don't know, such like a Brillo pad armpit hair that you're actually grinding this crystal down. Like I ran out of crystal deodorant.
Do you smell?
I ask the table.
I've never smelled you.
I literally have like never once owned deodorant. Like I talked about this on a different episode, but it made when I was a teenager, it made me feel weird. Like I asked
not
my dad,
having
it? Yeah, I was like, it's okay, Dad. Rite of passage time. When do I get deodorant? And he was like, I don't know. I've never used it.
That's cool though. That's like a cool sort of genetic inheritance from your family.
Although,
he doesn't use it.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No one. My sister, I think, did it just to fit in.
Right.
She just got deodorant when everyone else did, and I assume she's stopped now.
I feel like I've talked about deodorant on a podcast before, but I remember in fifth grade getting the sample miniature degree deodorant in sex ed class.
Uh huh.
And then I was a degree boy for like 5-6 years until I stopped wearing deodorant because I was like, you gave me a free thing, so now I'll wear this.
Now
I like how basically it was just puberty class. Like, listen.
It was definitely puberty class for the boys. For the girls, it was like, do not get pregnant. Whatever you do, not get pregnant. Just screaming at us the ways you can accidentally get pregnant.
I want to watch the video content that gets shown in that class now.
You know what? Actually, I will give because my elementary school was 45 minutes from San Francisco, and it was the 90s. The one super progressive thing they did was have a person with HIV come and like talk to us super like realistic, like you can ask me anything. And, you know, people ask them stupid ass questions, but also like it was very like respectful. And I was like, oh, this could have gone bad. But you guys did it well.
Yeah.
That's kind of like most things in school.
Yeah.
This could have gone bad.
It usually goes pretty bad. Did we say Big Dipper yet?
Oh, no. Hi.
That's our guest.
Can I
just say, like, I've done like a light
shut off.
I've done like a light binge on the show as of late, just getting up to speed before coming in here. And things that happen almost every episode is forget to introduce your guest. You're always tired and exhausted. I was like, how are you? You're like exhausted. I was like, wow, they're like really on brand.
Oh yeah, I don't lie.
Yeah, we're
about
not
that.
Playing characters. We really are this messy.
I can't
act. It's amazing.
You can tell because I can't act.
Oh, that's nice of you to listen to this.
Yeah, and of course.
That sentiment goes to all of you out there.
So many people on here that I know or have been guests on my show or whatever.
Like, yeah, it's just a small community.
Of people who want to talk.
Look, at the end of the day, we all have that in common.
Just want to chat.
So you've been working a lot. You've been producing podcasts.
Yeah.
You have a podcast. Yeah. You've been making music videos too?
Yeah. So I am chronically slow with the release and creation of things.
Sure.
And some people are like, wow, you really take your time. But for me, it's just like it's a logistic thing. Like I'm an independent artist. I make music and I make music videos. And because of that, you know, I'm not a YouTuber with like 20 million followers and ad deals. Like, it takes money and time to get things looking good. And sure. I don't like putting out stuff that looks like I like shot it on a cell phone and edited it on iMovie. So you know, like I shot a music video in October, probably won't come out till March. I'm in pre-production for like 4 more music videos, and I'm about to put out this EP that I think we wrote and recorded all the music at least 6 months ago. And it's been just, it's like mastered and just waiting.
Yeah. Good things
so
take
I always
time.
Feel like yeah. I'm just sort of, you know,
yeah.
if I had bigger resources, it would be like the whole rollout would be happening. But sure. right now I'm just sort of, it's a slow roll out.
Well, that's very, I mean, it's very like independent artist of you in a real way. Like you're really mm-hmm. like you are doing yeah. it all mainly yourself, not to shade any one of your collaborators, but you're
no,
doing a
it
lot
is.
Of it
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah. I met with a friend of mine because I'm doing like a Leather Daddy music video.
Cute.
And he's in the leather community here. And so we had a meeting and I was like, I want to talk about casting and like who you know, who you think would like come do the music video for 3 or 4 hours and like have the leather look. And we were having a really good time like putting people on the list, and he was like, you should hire me to be the casting director and then I could just like actually do this for you.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but you would want me to pay. I don't have any yeah. money. Like, what are you doing? Like, yeah. this is why we're like 6 weeks out from the music video and I brought you a sandwich and I'm taking an hour of your time to look through your friends list on Facebook. That's what we're doing. Like, this is how it gets
done. Yeah, that seems like a good trade.
Yeah.
An hour, a sandwich.
Yeah, and you give me like the list of like 10 dudes who look like they would destroy you when fucking you. Because that's my aesthetic.
Yeah, and you
that's
don't want to put that on a casting breakdown anyway.
Right.
Yeah, probably don't.
Probably
and the amount of people who wouldn't look like they would destroy you, who would show up to that casting call,
right,
and they're like, this is me.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, babe.
Truly sorry. You know what else we're sorry about? We have to listen to some
this racism voice.
So the deal is they're always racist, right? That's also what I gathered from my binge.
Oh my God.
Every
yeah.
single person who calls in is just wrong.
Yeah. Well,
whatever
yeah,
happened.
The thing
to
is
them.
Wrong. Was wrong. Yeah, yeah.
Also, like, I mean, I guess we could try an experiment. I'm going to try to take the position oh, this whole boy. Episode
counterpoint.
Of no, this is fine.
Yes! Ugh. I love that.
Andrew's so mad.
All right, good luck. Good fucking luck, Tony.
I haven't listened to these ahead of time. I'm so scared.
Here we fucking go.
Hi, you guys. I'm just calling as a sophomore in high school. I'm currently taking AP seminar, and school's what was almost over at this point. Like, this is in the past, but... we were watching this movie, La La Land, and this girl was like, oh, Ryan Gosling, I think that's his name, I don't even know. She was like, oh, he's so hot. And I was like, he's okay. As a mixed person, so my mom was white and my dad is black. And she was like, of course, you would not like him, you're black. And I blacked out. I was like, just because I'm black doesn't mean I can't date a white person. And everybody at my table, which is like 4 other people, just looked at me like I was crazy. I wasn't used to this. I'm kind of shocked, actually. And she was like, you didn't have to get so serious. And I just felt stupid at that point. So I just didn't know if I overreacted or not. Yeah, but let me tell you guys, I started listening. I would like your input. Thank you.
Wow. Tanaya, I love you.
What a sweet voicemail.
And I blacked out.
Okay, so you're taking the point of this.
That was fine.
The moment she said La La Land, I was like, well,
this is going to be good.
You're fucked.
Oh, boy.
They're showing La La Land in high schools now?
That's wild.
Probably in jazz theory class, right?
I feel like the default rainy day movie was The Lion King until I was 24 years old. They're watching actual movies?
Now that is a good rainy day movie.
They would only show us The Lion King.
We used to, in elementary school, when they had recess, uh-huh. when it was rainy, we would go into the auditorium and they would show like old school cartoons, like on the reel to reel. This
yeah,
makes
yeah.
me sound like I'm 50, but yeah. that's what happened like at least till I was like 13.
That's
damn.
That's and I'm like, too old.
Or we could go to the library and log on to the internet. Or sit in the auditorium and watch a reel-to-reel.
Jesus.
Just yeah. old Tom and Jerry's or whatever.
It was Tom and Jerry's and, like, Wile E. Coyote's.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Were Tom and Jerry friends?
They were the first frenemies.
Right.
They were the first frenemies.
They invented frenemies. Hey. Tom and Jerry.
This is a perfect take.
Classic frenemies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is. Why don't you guys go?
You played yourself, Tawny.
I really did. Okay. I really did.
just have having it. Played yourself.
Yeah,
I love
the podcast
that,
continues.
I also love that teenagers are like, "Oh my god, Ryan Gosling is so hot." I'm like, "Isn't he too old for you? What are you doing, teenagers?"
Like, I don't know. That's like lore. That's like lore of who is hot, rather than like who they think is hot.
That's weird though to think that because she's black, she can't find him hot. Like what?
I mean, you know what? If you wanted to, that's where you. No one of color should find him hot.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
your position.
No, no, girl, this is fine because you're black, and so you got all these. You should just think of other black people.
Yeah.
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 John Legend from La La Land.
Yes.
Common.
From La La Land.
The Rock. Is he in La La Land?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And they all won Oscars.
Yeah, and they're all also like over 40 years old. I don't know why I'm pitching these for this child.
What I think is interesting about this is, so like on like a lot of hookup apps, you know, there's like a whole culture about people doing like, people having these like really racist ideas about sexual attraction and then doing like weird language gymnastics to sort of like move around that.
Yeah.
And something that I think is real is like, you know, if you meet a person who grew up in a town, like when I first went to college, I met a couple people who had never met Jewish people before.
Oh, shit.
And they literally just asked me a bunch of questions that were like really like dumb questions, which happens. And then sort of like after that initial moment, there was never a thing. You know, so it's about exposure, right? And so I do understand the idea of like, oh, I only grew up around white people. I only have seen white people be romantic around me or like whatever.
Yeah.
So therefore, like my understanding of like sexuality and love and romance is like what I've seen before.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just so dumb because they're talking about a movie and they're talking about media.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. Yeah. I find that really interesting because as a person who has like moved through my own sexuality and like I used to like really only be into older guys and then like younger guys, you know, just different what was sort of around and available to me. And now it's sort of like, honestly, I'm like, find a box you can't, like that I haven't been able to check off in my exploration. But it's weird to be, to put that on someone else. You know, you can't be attracted to that person versus like being like, well, I'm not attracted to them because of this reason. You're like, well, you should unpack that reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Versus, oh, my politics are going on top of like your
my assumptions about your weird, whatever we think you're into.
Do you think the caller did anything? I just like how ultimately the question was, did I overreact?
Girl, no.
No, you never overreact.
These people are a mess.
Based on this, the way she said I blacked out, I'm like, my assumption is they're watching the movie and she literally just like exhaled and shifted her weight.
Yeah.
And like just kept watching the movie.
Because honestly, you sound very chill.
Yes, exactly.
So you like having a moment is probably still quite sedate.
Yeah.
Also, I think that anytime anyone, quote, overreacts, or let me say, anytime someone has a reaction I was not expecting.
Yeah.
And again, these are younger people. Your frontal cortex is still forming. But I feel like I always go, oh, I must have said or done something that caused this reaction in you. Like, what is happening? I don't go like, you didn't have to get so serious.
Right.
I want to examine.
You didn't have to get so serious is like the hallmark of a racist asshole. Like, oh, I was just joking.
Yeah, why'd you make it all serious? It's like, because you told me
I said something wild.
Yeah. I'm only allowed to marry my own kind, basically.
You said some shit a Nazi scientist would say.
Right.
Yeah.
So that one's on you.
Yes. Yeah.
So pardon me while I experience your words.
Now I'm trying to remember. Did she say you're not allowed to find him attractive or I didn't
you
expect
wouldn't,
you?
I think.
You wouldn't.
Yeah. Of course you wouldn't. Like, an assumption.
Right. There's also just one more thing about this. That dumb thing that Ryan Gosling has been considered the hottest man alive by media outlets forever.
Yeah.
So like blanket statement before any consideration comes in, it's believable that everyone could have a crush on him.
Yeah.
Right?
So that's even more ridiculous.
Yeah. That's a good point.
I do like how the caller was like, Ryan Gosling, if that's his name or whatever the hell.
Shouldn't even know the name of the movie, perfect. Really. Exactly. And that's the type of energy I want to bring into 2020.
Loving, well, for her, this. She's in high school. She's like, that's an old man.
Yeah.
It's an old man, and we're watching some old ass movie.
Yep.
All right. Next.
Hi, guys. So I go to this a majority rich white school. Like, one of the kids at my school owns a private jet, and I'm black. And we have a special dance where we elect a queen from a court that's different from prom, and you have to be nominated to get on the court. I got nominated, so I was going to have a little bit of fun with it because our last 10 queens have been rich white girls. So I posted on Instagram bad pictures of myself and why people should vote for me. And one of the things I put was, I'm not white, along with I'm in the ID program. I have good memes, and I'm TikTok famous, but I'm not. So that went on, and a lot of people thought it was funny, but nobody thought anything, and I didn't think anything bad of it. Until one of my friends told me that this white girl was talking really bad about me and saying that I was racist. So my question is, was that post racist, and was her calling me racist? Okay, thanks. Bye.
I just realized, not intentionally.
Are all the calls?
All the calls are from children.
Yeah.
Hell yeah!
I love that.
For the kids. Tune in for the kids.
Genuinely not.
I'm amazed you have such a young listenership.
We probably shouldn't.
Yeah, no, we definitely shouldn't. And I meet them at live shows, and I'm always like, "Oh God, thank you, but I'm sorry." Not like I'm sorry, like you guys haven't heard swearing before, but I am legitimately sorry that like we give whack advice sometimes, and we're not role models.
Can you imagine being in high school with a smartphone? With Instagram?
It's horrible.
This sounds like such like an old person thing to say, but like she's saying in her question that she posted basically her like campaign was not posters up on the wall high school. It was like funny shit on the internet on Instagram.
Yeah, that I would be dead.
Yeah, I don't think your post was racist. I think you were funny.
Yeah. Also, you're not white. It's literally a fact.
Yeah.
No, but... it does make you better than the people at your school. That's what the white girl took umbrage with.
Right. And that's on her.
We'll tell her to hop on her jet and go to Aruba and think about it because.
Damn.
Oh, wait. I'm supposed to take the other side.
Oh, yeah.
Can I do that with the. Yeah, you're racist because you should be white.
Nice.
So try to do that.
Get white.
Now, what about that feeling of that girl like feeling attacked? Right? She like sees this post and she was like, oh, I can't believe that she would post a fact about herself that was basically like a subtweet, but a sub caption. I mean, that is so dumb.
I think it is like, there of course is no validity to like feeling attacked because, I mean, she is attacked, but it's fine.
Yeah. On the balance,
like it's
like,
good.
It's. Yeah, I guess I don't get what the stakes are here.
Especially at private jet high school. Give me a fucking break.
Or I mean, college. I would.
Was it maybe college?
Maybe. I would understand. No, there is prom court. Or it's prom queen. I would understand if she was like, Ashley's a dumb bitch. Don't vote for her. I'm not white. You know what I mean?
Or but don't like, vote for her because she's white.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, honestly, I think I would also stand behind.
Yeah, like
just throwing that out.
You
there.
Made it a positive statement about yourself.
Right.
Yeah, it's a sub, but like it's a positive statement. It's a fact about yourself. I'm fine with it.
Okay, and then part two of her question was it racist of Ashley to call her racist?
Is her name actually Ashley?
No, or did you I'm just saying her? That.
Odds are good.
Odds are good. It's an Ashley. I don't know. I don't care about
it.
Ashley's
was dumb.
Yeah.
It was dumb and ignorant.
Yeah.
Okay, but given the situation, I'm just gonna say again, private jet high school means I'm gonna say with confidence, like. White.
Yeah.
And I could see, like, given how racist this world is, like, our caller actually facing consequences.
Sure.
Sure.
Calls like that.
Sure.
You know, because that's the kind of shit that people who have children with private jets love is like, it's racist to attack white people.
Yeah.
Right.
That feels like very much in that school's wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Totally.
So I guess the only thing we can say to you is while technically, you know, dip the paper strip into the pH water. Whew, Tawny, what was that?
Chemistry.
Technically, on a chemistry level, yes, technically that was a racist thing to write. However, That
see, I don't agree.
You talking trash about white people does not harken back to a long tradition in this country of white people being treated as second-class citizens or less than human in any way.
Right.
So yeah. There is no history or feeling behind it other than just it was not the nicest thing you could say right now.
And welcome to high school.
Yeah. Truly welcome to high school. But the fact that there's no legacy of slavery and just disenfranchisement for white people in this country means that you're not, it's a pretty thin lob.
Also,
is that the word I want?
She said it's a thin,
it's a thin argument. It's a thin argument, and there's nothing really.
Yeah.
Also, she said that it was in a series of memes and comic posts. So it was one of many.
Mm-hmm. Your whole campaign
her other pillar of her campaign was I have good memes and I'm a TikTok celebrity and I'm not white.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great resume to me.
Honestly, would hire.
I'm gonna, yeah.
You got the job.
Okay, you're good. You're obviously. Fine. But you very well could get in trouble. And just know that your school is racist and you're in the right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then quit and
now
go to
I'm
the
like
public
sad
school.
Thinking about her getting in trouble for it.
I just feel like there's a high chance she's going to get in trouble for that. That feels like exactly the kind of shit.
The only hope is that the parents are like just a little bit smart and they're like, Ashley, you're being a dumb bitch.
Yeah.
You have so much money. Like, this is a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine that being the case.
Those parents are rarely like that. I'm, you know what? I don't know.
Who knows?
I know. Okay.
Hello. I work at a dry cleaning place. I have a lanyard keychain that says Robert E. Lee on it. If you didn't know, in Texas, there's a high school named after a general slave owner. And people came together and got it changed to an acronym that stands for Legacy Excellence, some bullshit like that. And this old white man came in to get his clothes today. And he pointed out my lanyard and he said, to sum it up, he just started talking about the good old days, you know, when you could say the N-word.
What?
He didn't exactly say it like that, but I knew exactly what he was talking about. It. I guess he just thought I was on his side because I was wearing this racist-ass lanyard, which I need to get rid of. So, I guess I should have said something, but he's so old, you know? I just... You just gotta wait for those to die out.
Damn!
Hope you on the show. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Damn. Did you notice that all the high school students love giving their fucking names?
Full ass where they go to school.
I don't want to hear any of this.
Do you think this person is really in high school?
I don't know.
Maybe he just has the...
I got a little hot and bothered by his voice.
Oh.
I was like, this sounds like someone I would fuck.
Well, then it's a teacher now.
Yes, okay.
We've just made it a teacher.
He works
at
a dry cleaner? That's not like a part-time job, right?
I feel like went to a high school.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And now is fully over 18. Mm-hmm.
And is smart enough to have an ironic keychain.
Yes, but irony... is something
like so Robert E. Lee High School.
They kept the Robert E. but just changed the Lee to an acronym. Was that the
like
deal?
Like put periods in between the letters. Robert E. L E E.
Leadership, excellence, entrepreneurship.
That is
God.
That is hilarious. That is like some real 90s shit.
When he said they changed it to an acronym, I thought he was going to be like, reliving overtures of like I thought he was really gonna start from the beginning. I was like, that is a dedicated ass cause. I mean, the dying out thing, I agree with that.
Yeah, you don't find it's worth arguing with.
Yeah. I remember when I was in high school and I was getting ready to come out of the closet, there was some like thought in my brain about like, oh, I'll just let my grandparents die.
Oh yeah.
Cause yeah, you just go like, it'll be easier.
Right. Like what's the point?
Right.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, like part of me, now that I've gotten older and feel like a little more fortified as an adult to just like talk about general, like social justice, like cultural switches in our society, I want to be like, when you die, you should know that the thing, like the yeah. tide is changing, and that mm. like I would prefer that on my deathbed, I go like, oh, I was an idiot at 30 because now we all worship bunnies or whatever, you know, like, did I just equate equality to
bunny worship? I do want to live in that world though, so I'll too. Help you fight
thank
for that
you,
world.
Thank you.
Like just one real big bunny.
Real big
just
bunny.
So cute, so fluffy.
But you know, it's like, we don't know what the one world's going to be like in 60 years. And I hope that I'm on my deathbed in 60 years being like, I'm now understanding what everyone else is talking about. I don't want to be like yeah. holding on to be like, remember the 90s.
Oh, agreed.
Yeah.
I think like people younger than us are a blessing in that way because yeah. they yeah. will hopefully always tell us. Mm-hmm. When things are changing,
they'll sit us down. We'll look at them. Yeah. They'll be covered in face tattoos.
And they'll be like, air has feelings, grandma.
Right. And you're like, okay, play me your SoundCloud song again.
Plug in the SoundCloud.
I hope SoundCloud is still a thing when I'm a grandmother.
That's the one thing that guarantee will be there.
Yeah, guaranteed.
100%.
That German company collecting your 15 euros a month or whatever. Mm-hmm.
God, that's depressing to think about.
I think actually a little bit off of the, like what you were saying about coming out, which is like, there's a tiny bit of the argument of like, they're going to die anyway. Is a little bit of, not like cowardice, but like it's the easy way, right? It's like
sure.
not having the, it's just another rationalization for not having the conversation. And look, we rationalize the fuck out of not having the conversation all the time. So mm-hmm. it's fine. But I guess I would say a little bit, it's like, you know, I'm assuming you were alone in the shop when this happens, but you when you argue with a racist like that, you don't argue with them. You're really doing it to show everyone else that maybe heard that is not okay to do.
Right.
In wherever you are.
More than likely, when they're piping up, they're not going to change on a dime after having one yeah. conversation with you.
Yeah. Right.
But the people around you, that's totally the point. And also, if you're living in a place where the school is called Robert E. Lee,
yeah.
easily
yeah.
that man can pull into his belt loop and pull out a firearm. You know what I mean? Like, that's probably an open carry state. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, plenty of good reasons.
Personal safety first.
To not do it. But I would just caution a little bit that like the they're gonna die soon is kind of making it seem as if this argument is for the racist. The argument's never for the racist.
Right.
Mm.
It's for everyone else.
Oh wait, but I'm supposed to make one for the racist. So
you're right.
Nostalgia.
You're yeah, let them have their memories. Let this man talk to you about the good old days because he can't do that stuff anymore. So at least let it live in his mind.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's bad. How about if you're wearing a Robert E. Lee lanyard, that's like wearing a bat signal for racists. So it's your fault.
Yeah, you're asking for it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the good old you're asking for it.
Set that shit. Yeah, you're asking.
God, I would hate to be a white supremacist podcast because all the takes are like this.
How many of those exist? Probably a ton.
Plenty, yeah.
Yeah.
Enough.
Enough.
Too many.
Let's say enough.
I mean, white supremacy, Nazis
there's
need.
There's not going to be none.
Mattresses and socks.
And oh, weed you, delivery systems. Oh,
you think
systems?
They have advertisers on them.
Oh.
You know they do.
My favorite do. Actually was when white supremacist Ben Shapiro was doing like a live podcast and did a, like, it was, I just saw a video of this on Twitter. It was so hilarious. It was like, I think it was at one of the men's marches or something like that, some shit like that.
Yeah.
And he was there saying his hateful shit, but in the middle of it did like a live Casper Mattresses ad read.
Oh,
it
my
was
God.
In fucking credible.
Woo.
So truly hilarious.
Well, it's nice to have ads. What else do we say?
Big Dipper, how can people see, hear, read more of
There's
you?
No reading in my world. We keeps it illiterate over here. I have YouTube videos on the internet on a website called YouTube. If you look up Big Dipper Gay or Big Dipper Rapper, they will appear. And I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Big Dipper Jelly.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
I like it. Yeah,
and very we wrote a fun. Song together a long time ago.
We did. He was our guest on the Supergroup. Mm-hmm. It was very fun. Episode 5 of the Supergroup. That was a very fun song.
Yeah,
it's very risque. But that's how you.
One of my exes reached out last week and was like, "Are they doing more episodes of the Supergroup? I just started listening." I was like, "That's not helpful.
That is. It doesn't help us. It also doesn't help you. You don't want to hear from your ex."
It was weird.
I'm sorry to everybody involved.
What time of day was it? Was it like 2 a.m.? And then he followed it with, "You up?"
It was like during work.
Yeah, no, that's a weird.
2 p.m.
That's also a weird way to booty call your co-host's defunct show coming back.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah.
Do tell.
Listen to that shit. Switch this off. Go to Stitcher Premium.
Yeah, go to
back. Everything's on Stitcher Premium.
Archived
huh?
episodes.
Oh, I also have a podcast.
Oh yeah, let's pitch that.
It's called Sloppy Seconds, and I host it with my friend Meatball, who is a very loud, screamy drag queen.
It's so funny. Meatball is amazing. Hilarious, yeah. And turns out some looks too.
Totally. He's currently flying to the UK because they're doing the drag con over there, and cool. He just texted me. I help him do his book. Mm-hmm. Because he hates answering emails.
Sure.
So, but sometimes, like when he books with like friends or whatever, like I just go like, "You just do it," because I'm not going to take that money. Like whatever, blah mm-hmm. blah blah. And he would text me. He's like, "I'm on a middle seat." He's like literally flying to London, and I'm like, "Diva, that you didn't involve
that
me.
That was you.
You see, this is why I'm worth my 10%. Get you that window seat,
right?
We're all, you know, still flying a coach, so the least the best I can do is get you a window seat." And then there was like a pause, and then he texted back and he goes, "I told them I was fat and they switched me to a window seat."
I know. "I told them I was fat."
Yeah.
I mean,
feels
God bless if that works.
We had a guest on named Mary Cherry, who is also a fat drag queen, who said that the flight attendant slyly slipped her a seat extension, like the seatbelt extension. Just like, and she was like, she needed it. So she was like, "Thank you. I didn't have to ask."
Right.
I'm like, good eye. Just like a discreet.
Yeah, like maybe that is kind of a kindness, but is that assumptive though?
It's assumptive, but it's also a kindness.
Yeah. So yeah. I guess it could go either way. You might get your head bitten off.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, flight attendants, get at us. Do you be assuming the...
That's right.
I want to know, like, if any flight attendant, if you have, that could go on this show. Now I'm telling you guys what to call in.
I mostly...
Yeah, what's the vertical? Is that homophobic? Is that fatphobic? Sure. Is that sexist?
We'll take all of it.
Just kind of let it.
We'll kind of take whatever. Is this fucked up?
Yeah.
Here's this fucked up shit that happened to me.
Is this America?
Is this from fucking teenagers? This for some reason.
Yeah.
Well, teens, thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, teens.
Thanks
Hope you get a good grade in homeroom.
Yeah.
Mostly. Big Dipper, thanks for being here.
Yes, thank you so much. It was so nice to meet you. And nice to see you, Tony.
You're so fun. Nice to see you, too. And good luck with all the things you're doing.
Thanks.
Yay. Bye.
Bye.
We're back. Thanks to Big Dipper. That was fucking hilarious.
It was very fun. He's very cool.
Let me see. Do we do the correction and then the retraction of the correction now?
Yeah, let's get confusing.
Okay. Apparently, in the previous segment, the phrase poll tax, I guess, is not used the same way everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Poll taxes in the United States are basically the shit that I described: a voting fee. Mm-hmm. But in other parts of the world, poll taxes are just regressive taxes.
Okay. Thank you for telling me that. Just in case if you're a listener in the UK or something and you're like, "Wait a minute. That's not what I know."
We got some good we have a global listenership.
We do have a global listenership. So thank you for being elsewhere mm-hmm. and tuning into this.
Especially that cake shit.
Oh yeah. and Kevin weighed in that we should call him not Pastry Chef Kevin.
Oh my god, this is now I'm on the poll tax Wikipedia page. This shit is crazy.
The UK poll tax or the American poll tax?
Regular poll tax.
Poll tax. Poll
now
tax,
it sounds
poll
like
tax.
A cat.
I was thinking that too. It reminds me of like
We've
a bobcat.
Too many times.
Poll tax.
Poll tax. Poll tax.
Oh, poll tax tracks up there. Pick up your small dogs.
God damn it. Okay.
Careful on the trail with your little ones. Got
Where
poll tax running through these hills.
In the hell were we?
We're going away now.
Oh my
the television show is over.
What a fucking day.
These are the credits.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Okay.
323-389-7223. That's 323-389 race. Call in with your racism questions.
Podswag.com/yo.
Get a water bottle.
Get a water bottle.
Get a water bottle.
I gathered up a bunch of water bottles today.
Mm-hmm.
It's the nicest water bottle I own, I think.
It is also the nicest water bottle I own. I like the screw-on top.
Yeah.
I like a screw-on top to a water bottle.
This is like literally physically impossible. Like the laws of physics do not allow this to be true.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow the water in that feels colder than the water in my other water bottles. I guess it could be a better insulated, but it's like right away, I'm like, damn.
You've had far more science classes than I.
That's cold.
I got a BFA, and so my science requirement was to learn to use an Excel spreadsheet. That's not a joke.
It's good. It's good. Just make sure you're employable in some sort of data entry fashion.
Woohoo!
Oh, my God. Okay, get the fucking water bottle. Yos is racist on social media.
I'm at Trondi Newman. It's not my name. It's just a handle. Get with it.
Oh, my name is Andrew T.
Goodbye.
Holy shit. Bye.